Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I'm feeling so many changes, my body feeling numb. I didn't have you on my side, you know that I ain't have a crumb. I was down bad for real, bitch, you know I was a bum. On the come up, we finna come up, we gon' make it out the slum. All I had was fake friends, try to come around and shake my hand. Pussy niggas ain't official, I'm just tryna get some bands. I remember on the block, them niggas claim they was my friend. Gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I said that you was my nigga, so nigga, it ain't no leaving. Mama said I can't trust you, I said she tweaking. But then you did me dirty, and that shit, it left me speechless. It's a cold, cold world, I swear to God, my heart is bleeding. You said you my bro for life, yeah, that's what you told me. I can't believe what people say, yeah, you gotta show me. I was ballin' on that court, now a nigga in the nosebleed. But this shit is kinda crazy, cause you're supposed to be here with me. But somewhere down the line, your heart got so heavy. Thinking to myself, like, why the fuck my little homie hate me? You was telling all these bitches that you wanna play me. But that shit got back to me, and that shit so crazy. Now I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
Ain't been where I've been, you ain't seen. Pull up on a nigga. Pull up on a nigga. Pull up on a nigga. cheese. Pull up in the trunk, crossing my G's. You niggas is sweet, just leave it to me. Go 223s, it's chopping down trees. My niggas wet out, but wildin' and vibin' every time we sliding. Fuck niggas go to hiding when bullets they start sliding.
Pull up,
and I bet you won't leave. You fucking with me?
With me?
These niggas is this? You know my pull up game a bitch. Click time over, and wartime soldier. Moving like a King Cobra. I don't know you, you getting fucked over. Pull up and I'll show you. You niggas is playing around, we spraying around. No circus, but all of my niggas is clown. We pull up and hop out on niggas right now. And leave them face down, since he's underground. I want it, I pull up and get that. Hit a nigga in the face with a Big Mac. Get back, do you pussy niggas get that? Break a nigga ass off like a Kit Kat. Yeah.
Yo, it's your boy B-Trey with OGENT Presents OG Radio. You know, I started off with a couple of hot tracks, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy B-Trey and my man T-Rev.
What's going on, world? How y'all feeling tonight?
And I got a surprise topic for today. We were just talking about this shit. So, top rapper of each state. Not each state, but, you know what I'm saying, the major ones. Because, I mean, they call them. Ain't no other North Carolina rapper, is there?
It is.
I mean, yeah, off bat. He get it off bat.
North Carolina. So, the only person I can think of in North Carolina is the baby.
The baby? The baby from North Carolina?
Yeah. I believe he's from North Carolina.
No, maybe. He claimed North Carolina that. Claim, yeah. I'm not going to give Drake H-Town. Oh, okay.
Hell no. Nah. I can't give Drake H-Town either.
So you might as well call that. Might as well call in, dude. Come on. Get it on. Get it on. Call in. Dude. Call in. You'll be on show, too. All right. But the first topic we was talking about was what had kind of got us chatting about it. Who would be the best rapper of Illinois? I mean, Chicago, but Illinois. Before I tell you what we came together on here, I'm trying to figure out what was your thought? What's your thought process on that?
Ooh, shit. And this is like of all time, past, present.
Yeah.
Ooh. Coming out of Chicago or in Illinois in general.
Mm. I mean, everybody from Illinois is in Chicago, so you could just.
I mean,
I don't know
nobody.
But they'll be saying that shit. What rapper gonna say that though? Exactly.
Ooh, man, there's so many from out of it. You know, Kanye. I gotta give it to Kanye.
Yeah. We came to the same conclusion. I mean, that's right. It's a. All right, then fuck it. Who will be second? Quiet.
Second.
Oh. Her? No. But I mean, it's.
If you're talking about the greatest, if you're talking about great, Kanye has to be first. And after him, you got to go with Twista or Common.
Twista or Common?
Yeah, they got to be second. Either second or third is between them two. Then after them, it's a toss-up between your fucking Chief Keef and G Herbo and shit like that.
I would put it like top five. I would put it like Kanye West.
Right.
Then it got to be Common.
Right.
Who is it?
I got Twista up there. No. I could put
Chief. Twista would be fourth. Chief Keef probably be third. And then I got to put Lupe at five.
Bro, yeah. I couldn't even argue with that. I absolutely agree with that.
Then I have to give, you know what I'm saying, just from my side, that's just off my opinion.
I can't even argue with that. I actually will give you that one, especially with Lupe at bringing in that five. I actually give you that
one. Yeah, Lupe
can. Because Lupe, he came in with that kick push, and he set it off ever since. Now, what about New York?
You know automatically who I'm gonna say first. You should already know.
Yeah, we agreed on that, but I want to know the top five. Matter of fact, I'm gonna let you think about that. I'm gonna play a couple of tracks. Okay.
All right. I guess.
I'm saying we're gonna think about it over here. Same way.
All right.
I think you should wait up. Lately, I don't think that I should wake up. Love it when you rock it with no makeup. Niggas cock blocking and it's Asalaamu Alaikum. I just need a breather, baby. You just seem to take them. I want you tonight. But you my kryptonite. But I want you tonight. We should just screw tonight.
Yeah, where you? Been in it for a minute and I'm never fucking finished. Where you? You don't like the way I'm living, but I never play the victim. For you, get you anything you wanted, need a diamond, better flaunt it.
Yeah, it's true.
Give you everything you got, and we be flying like a rocket. We living so lavish, that lobster was steak. Jay ripping some salad, she water wet lake. We killing the balance, why bother with fake? We up in the balance, we prosper with fate. Where you?
I think you should wait up. Lately, I don't think that I should wake up. Love it when you rocking with no makeup. Niggas cock blocking and it's Asalaamu Alaikum. I just need a breather, baby. You just need to take them. I want you tonight. But you my kryptonite. But I want you tonight. We should just screw tonight.
Is this a dream? Or maybe you should pinch me. Having all these dreams about a nigga and a Bentley. Talk to other girls, but they never seem to tip me. I'm here to get my presents, but I'm stuck up in the chimney. I'm just so ecstatic. Niggas talking shit like a habit. Cop out through your chest like your radix. I'm running for your love, but I can't seem to grab it. You really love my music, well, I think that you should blast it. Shawty love the ocean, back to the beach where we going. My miracle like Texas is snowing. Your cute little butt got my erection just growing. I get up and leave and you like where you going. But baby, I want you tonight. But you my kryptonite. But I want you tonight. We should just screw tonight, yeah.
I think you should wait up. Lately, I don't think that I should wake up. Love it when you rock it with no makeup. Niggas cock blocking and it's Asalaamu Alaikum. I just need a breather, baby. You just seem to take them. I want you tonight. But you my kryptonite. But I want you tonight. We should just screw tonight, yeah.
hardest shit I ever wrote. You left a nigga with a broken heart. Should've swallowed my pride, put that shit aside. But this the realest shit I ever wrote. Real nigga R&B.
You say that you love a nigga.
Love a nigga.
But you be on bullshit, just the way that you pull shit, like a pit in a bull mix. When we touching the love and we busting full clips, only blitz for the moment, and then we back to the bullshit. Just the way that you hold it, bring more shit, tryna love in a bowl of emotions. I think we losing the focus, we need to be moving in motion. That bragging and boasting, that fuck up the soul shit. Who coming the closest, grab another L and fuck up some more shit. You ride it like you know it's your dick. Got you going through it like it's your pick.
This the realest shit I ever wrote. This some real nigga R&B. Took the love you gave for granted. Now I'm lonely and regret it. Said this the realest shit I ever wrote. You left a nigga with a broken heart. Should've swallowed my pride, put that shit aside. But this the realest shit I ever wrote. Real nigga R&B.
Yo, 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 back from the break. Now on to New York. What's your top five, T?
And there's so many rappers, it's hard to choose from. But my top five.
We were just saying that.
After Jay-Z is no particular order. But I went with Jay, DMX, Biggie, Busta Rhymes, and Nas.
Huh?
It is so many New York rappers. Jay-Z, DMX, Biggie, Busta Rhymes, and Nas.
Busta? Busta from New York?
Yeah. Yeah. How did you not know that?
Because there's too many motherfuckers from New York, G.
It is. Huh? It is. And it was hard to choose, man. Because, like, you got Method Man, you got Raekwon the Chef, you got Ghostface Killah, you got, you know, Fat Joe, 50 Cent was, you know, could be arguably one of the greats. So I don't know about top five, 50, but. The list is long, man.
So, my list, because I didn't even know Busta was there. Damn, B.
Yes,
I got to put Busta in there. Ooh. I don't know. All right, so I got Jay. Damn, G. All right, I got Jay. I got to go back to my list. So I got Jay-Z. I got 50 Cent.
Okay.
I got Nicki Minaj. I got DMX. Then I got Nas. Oh, no. Damn. I got to have Biggie.
I was going to say, you put Nicki over Biggie? I get Nicki in my top 10, but I don't know about top 5 out of New York.
Nicki did a lot for New York, G.
Over Lil' Kim?
Yeah.
Woo.
Nicki. Lil' Kim went in there with a whole Matter of fact, how about this? I'm just gonna put Junior Mafia in there as four. Get all of them niggas in there together.
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah, I just think of Lil' Kim. I don't know about Junior Mafia. They
wouldn't ring
no bells back in the day.
That way I could put Biggie in. What the fuck?
Okay, I feel that.
That way I could put Biggie in at the same time. You feel me?
You got to fit in the Wu-Tang too, man.
I know. All right, Jay-Z.
And that was
Wu-Tang.
That was hard.
Jay-Z, Wu-Tang. DMX, Junior Mafia, Dipset. Fuck it.
You know, I was just about to say a sleeper would be Dipset.
And I'm putting Nicki Minaj in there as an honorable mention.
Okay. I give you that.
A honorable mention.
What other state? Cali? Top five from Cali?
I'll say Florida.
What?
Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida. All right, hold on. I'm going to play.
Florida.
We're going to play it. Just think about it. I'm going to play a couple of tracks and we'll get back to it.
All right.
What a chain like Ric Flair.
All right, so now we back. Back to this Florida rapper. So. Who you got?
So, my five, in no particular order at all, I got Kodak Black, Trick Daddy, Clyde, and a toss-up with Ace Hood and Nate.
What's that, what?
A toss-up for fifth place between Ace Hood and Mace.
Ace Hood and Mace.
Yeah. You wasn't fucking with Mace back in the day?
Yeah, I was fucking with Mace. Welcome back.
Fuck that album. I'm talking about his first two projects.
I mean, I'll listen to him, man. I'll listen to him, but I ain't really fuck with him, let's see. Mine would be, what is it? Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? I wouldn't put Kodak Black in that. I'm sorry. It'd be.
You wouldn't?
No. It'd be XXX. Cause he got a bigger wave going than Kodak Black. It'd be T-Pain.
I don't consider T-Pain a rapper though. That's why I didn't mention T-Pain.
It'd be who else would it be? I don't know. I say Flo Rida.
Oh my, no, stop it.
And I say, I don't know nobody else from, whatchamacallit.
Flo Rida is not up there when you're talking
then
about
then I'll say Denzel Curry. Matter of fact, damn my nigga KB. Not too many people know about who KB is. He a Christian rapper. But, on the Christian rapper tip, he one of the greatest. I ain't even gonna lie. It'll be KB. It'll be Rick Ross. It'll probably be Mace, X, and then T-Pain.
But T-Pain's not a rapper. I didn't put him up there. I couldn't put him in there.
T-Pain is a rapper.
No prize though. No prize.
I don't think Pryde's from Florida, is he?
Pryde is from Florida.
Pryde is not from Florida, G.
Pryde is from Florida.
I still wouldn't put Pryde on the wall. Pryde's on honorable mention.
Everybody was bumping Pryde in high school, bro.
Pryde would be an honorable mention.
Whew. Whew. He said no Kodak Black. What?
Nah. That's me personally. Kodak Black.
Kodak spits the truth.
He's
silly as all hell, but he spits that truth. What other states you got from?
Philly.
Philly.
Exactly. Philly. Don't need anything. I'm just gonna play some music. And then I already know I won't.
Yes, sir, you already know.
Let's see. I had me thinking about this shit, but
riches in the world. Shout out to all my haters who said that I'll never put me down, talk about your sister and your daughter. So tired of this energy, y'all just wanna hinder me. So counting all my blessings and learning from all these lessons. All that doesn't matter, it doesn't matter at all. At the end of the day, it matters who I do it for. I do it for my baby, no matter where people take me. Keep my head up high, water makes the grass grow. My tears don't matter, no, they don't matter no more. Because a little water makes the grass grow.
Texas made me.
For my city, I'll go crazy. Shout out to all my day ones who remain the same ones. Like my homegirl Fozzy, who's always been there for me. Since the fifth grade, you remain the same. Now that I'm a mother, I see all of the struggles. Everything you did to keep food on the table. Put my dreams to the side. Man, that hurt. Till I finally have it. Lost a few along the way. Friends who were like family. Love couldn't make us closer. I wish you all love and closure. The only thing that matters is who I do it for. I do it for my baby. I do it for my soul. Keep my head up high. Water makes the grass grow. Yeah. Water makes the grass grow. The front pages.
Shit, I've come such a long way. And I think of my baby. If it wasn't for my son, I wouldn't be here today.
Let you stop my
All right. Now we on Philly, man. Philadelphia.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, Philly got a couple goats coming out of there.
I already know mine.
You know, number one is your boy Benny Siegel. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you got to throw in Meek Mill.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody's riding this little Uzi Vert wave out here. I got Mr. Bars himself, Cassidy. Lil Uzi.
Lil Uzi from Philly.
Yeah,
sir. Yes, sir. Hey, he definitely got to be in the A.
Yes, sir. And after Uzi, I got Freeway with an honorable mention of AR Ab.
Your last two trash. I'm sorry. I fuck with both of them niggas. They're my niggas. I fuck with everybody from Philly super hard. But I gotta get to you like this. You gotta be Cassidy,
right?
Meek Mill,
right?
Beanie Sigel,
right?
Odin,
right?
And then
he was coming in at six for me.
Nah, your honorable mention went to two niggas two niggas that got murdered by Cassidy.
But Freeway was hot before, you know what I'm saying? Before that,
Will Smith or somebody.
You know what I'm saying? He was just hot when she was with the Rough Riders. You can't really.
He ain't never been with the Rough Riders, though.
You can't. Who ain't been with the Rough Riders?
I said Eve ain't never not been with the Rough Riders.
But like, off of her own singles and shit. Name a single real quick off the top of your head. Besides, Who's That Girl? Name a quick single from Eve.
Oh, that girl. Nah, 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 nah.
I just said besides that.
Eve, that girl. Let me blow your mind. Now let me blow your mind.
Okay,
and there she had. And you realize, take a tambourine, go and get yourself a whistle on. Get your tambourine, go and get yourself a
fuck out.
Boy, I swear to God. That's that song went hard, though. For that time. Eve come through in the Maserati. Hey. And it's by my favorite producer. My favorite producer, Swizz Beatz. Well, one of my favorite producers, man. Matter of fact, all right, Dan, give me your top five producers.
Top five producers. Top of my head, I could come up with three, maybe four. Dre, of course. Timbaland, of course. Swizz Beatz.
Talking about
DJ Drama.
Wait.
You say what?
You said Dre from Kool & Dre?
No, Dr. Dre. And I was going, that was going to be my next one, Kool & Dre, after Drama.
This is. Nah,
Who would I? You know what? At a time period, I would say Scott Storch, because he was bringing them hits for everybody back when he was on his shit.
That's your favorite.
I mean, for that time period, I don't like Scott Storch personally, but for that time period, he was bringing motherfuckers hits.
Nah, he still, yeah. Bro, my favorite producers, bro. Damn near in order. Swiss and Tim at top at 1 and 2. Tied. Then, it's Kanye West.
Oh, shit, yeah. He was producing it. Yeah, you right. He was definitely producing shit before he touched the mic. You right.
But I swear to God, bro, Kanye was one of the producers that made me want to start saying producing. And he don't even ad lib for his shit. You just know it's a Kanye West shit.
You just know it's a great. That classic shit. You just feel
I fuck with J. Cole. And then Young Metro.
Young Metro. Yeah, because all the young ones are coming up.
Nah, I fuck with Young Metro.
You
can't Metro, don't fuck me.
You definitely can't forget Beethoven.
Who?
Beethoven.
Beethoven. I didn't like his beats.
What?
I mean, I liked his beats, but they all sounded like they was on a church organ, and it didn't. None of his shit. All of his shit sound like Gucci shit. Like he sound like exclusive Gucci. Like the only reason why
that's
I can't
how Gucci
say,
got hot. That's how Gucci got hot from Jay.
No,
they
but I'm not thinking nothing from Jay. But name a other rapper other than with a Beethoven beat.
What you got? OJ the Juice Man. You got fucking Chief Keef who did a.
Bro, all them niggas is from his camp. All you said, Chief Keef. I ain't know Chief Keef had a Beethoven.
Yes. He, matter of fact, I believe he got two or three projects with Beethoven. That's when Chief Keef sounded kind of relevant.
I don't really know too many of his shits.
Usher did. He got a project with Beethoven on the beat.
I'm gonna give Young Metro. I'm gonna give Young Metro the honorable mention because I gotta slide my nigga Just Blaze in that bitch.
Oh shit, Just Blaze.
Just Blaze.
Hell yeah,
boy! I swear to God, every time I heard that, I got it tuned because I know he was about to. Whoever was on that shit was about to kill some shit, or it was about to be some shit you can move to.
Man, would you put DJ Clue up there?
DJ Clue?
Yeah.
I don't know no DJ Clue beats.
Oh, he did a lot of shit for Fab, of course. He did some shit for T.I.
Oh,
the Dipset.
Talking about the Desert Storm, DJ Clue.
Yeah.
I'll put him up there. I won't put him up there that high. DJ Clue, nice, but I'm not going to put him up there. That nice.
He was hot for the early 2000s.
Cool and Dre above that niche.
Yeah, because Cool and Dre gave us those hits. Definitely gave us those hits.
Miles, you forget that, you know what I'm saying? You forgot about Kanye, bro. I'm so mad you forgot about Kanye.
I can't believe I forgot about Kanye. Oh, man.
He said they got the producer on the track rapping. They got the producer in the booth. I was like, damn. On the We Are the Champions. I know you remember that. We Are the Champions, bro.
That's what popped in. As soon as you said Kanye, that's what popped in my head first.
Boy, he cold, boy. I can't really think about nothing else because me as a producer, I love fucking Swiss Beats, bro. Showtime. Hey. And then Timberland.
Right.
Oh, matter of fact, I can't think of another one, and I'm mad. Pharrell
Williams. Hell yeah. That whole Black album had Pharrell all over it.
Bro, and you know what it's called? This man, like, you can tell it's his beat. Because he bring it back four times.
Ooh.
And I was just studying him, but he don't got no, like, no signature, no, like, ad-lib or nothing on pussy on the beat, nothing like that. Folks, he just had that, doom, 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 doom. Every song, every beat he ever produced, it go back four times.
Ooh.
For real?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. I'm thinking about all the tracks he ever did. You about right.
Just look. No, I'm 100%. Look at every beat.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking all over my head. Drop It Like It's Hot. Went back. He produced shit for Jay-Z. That shit. Looped back. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I know my producers.
Hell yeah, when he did that, can I have it like that? You got it like that.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
That shit.
And that Mr. Me Too.
That shit was hard.
That's how you know it's a for real.
Facts.
And motherfuckers will never notice that unless you tell her they are. Tell her they are. They'd be like, damn. That's for real.
Which rapper you think got the best ad read?
I was talking about this shit. It's going to be controversial, but I think Jim Jones got the best ad libs of the game.
I can almost give you that. Almost.
It's so fucking funny because this, and bro, if you listen to his Day and Night remix,
yeah,
this nigga explained every fucking thing he say in his ad libs. He's like, we born to fly, and he's like, to the moon. I'm like, this nigga. His ad libs explain everything he talk about, bro. It's funny as hell. This nigga's like, we driving to the car, Maserati Oldie. It's funny as shit. Now, if you want to take him out there, crazy. So who?
I would say, if it wasn't Jim Jones, I would kind of put 2 Chainz up in there. But his ad libs are funny. His ad libs are funny to me.
Two Chainz?
I would give it to 2 Chainz. Maybe
before that. I put Migos before 2 Chainz too.
I'd put Migos up there. Their shit is just like a whole bunch of onomatopoeias, and they just fit.
They be like, whoop, 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 whoop. They, I swear to God, they just go in the booth and just say whatever to their ad lib. I'm going to start doing that shit.
Say whatever. I think Ray Sherman could be up there, too. Well, more so Sway Lee, because Jimmy is like, eh.
Slim Jimmy has, I don't know.
Yeah,
Sway Lee has got a voice for that.
Know. Pretty much.
Sway Lee got a voice for that.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Jeezy had eyelids at the time when he was high.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think got the best punchline?
Punchline, Cassidy.
Cassidy.
Cassidy, Fabulous, Jadakiss, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Jordan Lucas.
Yeah, I actually got enjoyment about his shit.
Also,
you don't think Wayne got good
punchlines? You said who?
You don't think Wayne got good punchlines? Wayne is full of punchlines.
Wayne, everything Wayne rap is a punchline. G. I just think sometimes he's trying too hard. I just think sometimes he's trying too hard. He be reaching.
Everything come off the top of his dome, though. You know.
Nah, I know.
Now. If it's not Alex, I give punchlines definitely to 2 Chainz.
Nah.
Against 2 Chainz, bro. You are so against this man.
I love him, bro. Titty Boy is one of my favorite rappers. But at the same time,
you are so against him.
He's not. He would never be the best anything to me.
What?
He can be second best. He would never be the best anything. The only time I say, like, he want to say, that nigga killed Lil Wayne on that, when they was going back to back. I can't fucking think of it, whatever it is. But it was him and Lil Wayne on a track, and they was rapping back to back. It wasn't no hook. I can't can do it by myself.
Oh, no. I don't think nobody really could kill Wayne going back and forth.
No, 2 Chainz. I think lyrically, he was on that nigga level. They that shit was, that's what I'm saying. Like, they went at
it. It was hot, but I don't, it's hard to top Wayne. That's like going in the booth with Eminem. It's like hard to say some shit after him.
Oh. I would pay $100 to see Wayne versus Eminem. I was like, I'll pay $100 to see Eminem versus anybody. An actual battle.
I would want to see Kendrick Lamar and Eminem in a rap battle.
I wouldn't want to see that. Kendrick Lamar is not a battle rapper. Kendrick Lamar ain't made for that.
He's a battle rapper.
He don't see it
coming up.
I don't see it in him. I think Schoolboy Q got more battle rap in him than K.
Kendrick definitely was on a battle rapper tip. There's a lot of footage out there of him. But I would just to go back and forth on the track though. I would want to hear them two.
Matter of fact, I would want to hear J. Cole versus Kendrick Lamar.
No, Kendrick will beat the shit out of J. Cole. Because J. Cole to me is more soulful. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's lyrical, but he's more soulful to me.
J. Cole will verbally
eat the hell out of J. Cole.
He will verbally.
Nah,
hell no.
Verbally. Hell no.
Verbally. Abuse.
No, not even. Not even.
Kendrick Lamar gonna come with 18 different voices and shit.
Hey, just like when Kendrick did that, when he did that cypher at the BET Awards, he killed that shit. Same way when Eminem did his shit, he killed it.
But if you look at it,
J. Cole would get ate up.
I'm gonna be and say that can't nobody beat no member of Slaughterhouse. And I want
lyrically.
You to fight me on that shit. Even Joe
lyrically.
Budden. Joe Budden too. Joe Budden is my, I fuck with Joe Budden so damn hard. That's Miles Budden. That's, I listen to all his music. I listen to every single track. Twice.
I'm trying to think. Hold on now. Let me think. Let me think.
Can't nobody lyrically go in with Slaughterhouse. And if you can, then we talking about Joel.
We're talking about lyrically.
Lyrically.
I think that the Dog Pound may could give them a run for their money.
Hell no.
We're talking lyrically with Daz and Corrupt and Snoop.
I'm sorry, bro. Can't. Kane. Because Crooked Eye from Long Beach. And he murdered all of their ass.
You say what?
Crooked Eye. Bro. That nigga, he rapped to, that nigga will rap to anything, bro. He rapped to, 10 million fireflies. That, bro, he killed back.
Matter of fact, TDE would give them a run for their money.
TDE can't, bro, because you know that boy, what's up? What is his name? Absol? Absol ain't about it. Nah, J-Rock.
They would definitely give
J-Rock
and Kendrick and all them, they could definitely give a run for their money.
Send me a song with all four niggas on that. That they went the hardest. And I will send you a track that, understand, Slaughterhouse went the hardest. Slaughterhouse
that's
is the best
to
fucking
do
rapper.
That's hard to do because not a lot of, not a lot of these groups was all on tracks together.
No, I got a whole bunch of shit together that I've listened to. I like TDE. But at the same time, I'm saying somebody slack on the track. At least two people slack on the track every time.
They ain't fucking with Wu-Tang. They ain't fucking with the Wu.
Wu-Tang wasn't a group. Wu-Tang was a conglomerate. Them motherfuckers.
Hey, they're still a group. I would also, and we talked about this before, I would also throw in the ASAP Mob in that category.
Slaughterhouse, I'm sorry, bro. ASAP Mob ain't ready for that.
They
won't. You should take them out of there. You don't have to take them. Put them back.
Put them back, G. I can't, man. I got to put them up there, man.
They can't. Slaughterhouse top. Lyrically. Bro, what's the last Slaughterhouse song that you heard, bro?
The last Slaughterhouse song? It's been years. So it's been anything with all of them. Bro, I will,
they just added because Joe Budden wanted to be Eddie Ruffin on sign, David Ruffin.
And I don't know why. Yes, he has the potential to have great bars, but he wasn't that nigga out of Slaughterhouse.
He didn't like the fact that they signed. These days, he thought that they can do more independently, which, I mean, yes, at the same time,
but no,
they got a contract. Fuck it,
because independently, none of them went anywhere.
What?
Independently, none of them went anywhere.
What you mean?
It's in his own category along with him. But then you got everybody else who kind of they was relevant together. But when they disbanded, it's like, eh.
No, after that shit, Joel Ortiz started rapping in Spanish. So he's killing somewhere in Mexico. He killing on the Latino tip. Because I think he started a group called No New Shorts or some shit like that. I don't know. It's a weird shit. But it's Spanish. They all Spanish rap.
Hispanic audience.
Yeah, he was like, fuck it. He did his niche. Joe Budden got a podcast. Crooked Eye, nah, he on his own label shit. He not rapping no more. He retired.
But you see, when they all went independently, their rap careers went with that shit.
Nah, because that nigga Royce the 5'9 still doing that shit. And he got tracks with all the new artists. He hopping on everybody's tracks.
But that's just Royce. But everybody else independently didn't do shit.
I fuck with all of them, bro. I'm saying, but and then, like I said, if they were to come together again, nobody would fuck with them lyrically. You would have to put solo artists together just to actually get on that track. Be like, if them niggas were to do a nigga
it,
together,
I'm giving that shit to TDE.
No. All right, who going against Royce the 5'9"?
Kendrick Lamar would eat about three of them by himself.
Now you talk, bro.
And that's a wrap. That's a wrap after that.
All right, Schoolboy, I'm going to tell you right now, Schoolboy Crew getting ate up by Crooked Eye. Joe Budden fucking up Absol.
First of all, Joe Budden ain't doing
J-Rock
got to
go. What?
Joe Budden ain't doing
what?
Shit with his old ass. He ain't doing nothing.
Bro, if you look at how lyrical Joe Budden is, boy,
his
punchline. Exactly. Because we are talking about
groups. You know what I'm saying? So as that group was there, because you brought a... What the fuck? Every group that you ever brought up, like, what's fucking Wu-Tang? Wu-Tang ain't still together.
They still do little bit of stuff here and there.
Wu-Tang is not together. Them niggas hate RZA. And I ain't even gonna say nothing because I don't like none of that shit. G. I don't like none of that shit going down right now. Because I looked at the little the Hulu series of that shit, not saying how they shit got together and everything. I'll fuck with that shit, G. And I pray to God it's a season 2. At the same time, I was looking at the the interviews of all the other artists or whatever that's on the Wu-Tang and everything. Really?
Right.
Them motherfuckers do not like each other like that. And them niggas do did not like each other like that. That nigga Ghostface Killer,
I mean,
tried to kill Raekwon.
They were from,
that nigga,
yeah,
the motherfucking Raekwon Scott Method Man. Them niggas, they got beef. They got, they came together. Because
that was the,
RZA
asked. That was the beauty of it, though. RZA oversaw all that and was like, yo, fuck the beef. We could be musically talented together. Y'all put that bullshit behind y'all. And they did, and they came with 3, 4, 5 albums of fucking pure raw talent.
And then ODB died. And then they stopped
and
fucking
it
with each other.
Pretty much. Which we all know all groups don't last long anyway. I think.
You right?
How many groups is out there now? I can't really say. Besides the Migos. Slaughterhouse,
they might not last that long. You know what I'm saying? Offset doing
see,
his own
you would
thing.
Think so. You would think so, but in every interview, because they family, they don't put one another above anything. So like hearing that is like, okay, well, they might, you know, be together for a while. And they've been out a long time already. 2014,
believe it or not, Offset, I mean, Takeoff is the one making the most money.
Can you, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Quavo hopping on hooks and everything, Offset doing his own thing, but I think Takeoff with his beats and shit, he's making a lot of money.
Yeah. But collectively, I don't think they were ever really this bad for the most part, because... I've seen a lot of interviews where they'll be like, "Oh, Offset, you're one of the ones who everybody thinks is the most lyrically talented of the three," and he will shunt that shit to the side like it ain't shit. Like, nah, we're collectively talented as a group. So I think with that way of thinking, you can go a long way.
They real decent. They real nice. And I just thought about the motherfucking topic for next Friday, or for this Friday. It's going to be the best groups in history. Best rappers.
The best
and mine
group
might not be
Slaughterhouse. I have the top three already in my head.
Alright. We gonna talk about it next week. And that has been the show for today. We just been chatting it up, damn near arguing.
damn near.
So I'm going to go ahead and play us out, and we're going to see y'all out tomorrow. Wait, one sad fact. Final thoughts of the day,
the
bro?
The right way. You say what?
I say you got final thoughts? Anything first? Final words?
Final thoughts, final words, you know, as always, wash your hands, wash your ass. It's really getting real out here. Y'all be
mm-hmm.
safe. Take it easy. Have a good night.
Okay. And look out for 80's mixtape coming out soon. Don't have
yes,
a release
sir.
Date yet, but it shall be sometime in the next month. Want to be
and your
I wanna,
boy,
I wanna say
on
sometime in the middle. We got your boy on the track. Might not be no music on
yes,
there, but he's on the track. All right, though, guys. Love, peace, and head grease, and deuce.
All that.
Hey, babe. Got your voicemail. Just letting you know that I did touch down in Miami. We got a few shows to do out here, some press, and then we're heading out to Atlanta next. Got a couple shows out there. And then we're going to touch down in Chicago. You know I can't wait to see you. I feel like we've been playing phone tag and the text messages. Not the same. I miss you so much. You know that? Like, I really miss you, babe. I love you. I've been counting down the days since we've last seen each other. and it's killing me. These phone conversations just ain't working no more. No, I can send you photos, videos all day, but it's nothing like the real thing when you're right up in my face. Boy, if I never needed you before, my body's calling for you. Yeah. Ooh. It amazes me how your body has this power. I want you everywhere the man goes to shower. I'm so drawn to you. Come to me. Come to me. Ooh. I've been waiting on what seems like forever. I want you to make love to me in the backseat of this car. Just the reality of your body touching mine is consuming my thoughts. Oh, I didn't spend a good amount of days thinking of all the ways I can have you. I gotta have you, boy. If I never needed you before, my body's calling for you. Yeah.